Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast you interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are, what do you do?
Nice to meet you, Bob. Manish Gandhi, founder and CEO at Gradient Ascent AI. At Gradient, really what we believe is that AI will be everywhere and everything. So our mission is to really help businesses thrive, grow, win, really survive in this AI-powered world that we live in. And in practice, that means we really work with a lot of tech companies, help them understand, ideate, design, build, launch new AI-powered products in the market. We really help them sort of build their own IP, build their own in-house competency. How do they really become an AI company? So it's really rewarding. We work with small and large companies, you know, publicly listed multinationals, all the way to Series A, Series B kind of startups. And we like to sort of move fast, learn a lot, you know, minimize risks and surprises. And I am very lucky to have a great team around me that, you know, really cares and believes deeply and is passionate about AI. So we have a lot of fun together.
Awesome. And it's question number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Yeah. So, you know, I talk to a lot of technology leaders and they're all kind of trying to figure out how do you become an AI company? And so really, I wanted to sort of leave them with sort of 3 things that they should start to think about. Really, you know, make it a priority in 2022, right? It's really about sort of planting these seeds for success in the future. And the 3 things are, you know, 1 is data set, 2 is skill set, 3 is mindset. And what I mean by data set is, you know, I've worked on close to 50 AI projects now, and the truth is they all have data issues. Most AI projects are kind of dead before they even start because of data related challenges. So how do you really kind of get ahead of that? Because you want to be, you know, months, ideally sort of years ahead of before you really need this data. So my advice to people is carve out some time, you know, start with an hour or two here and really start to think about what data you need for your AI projects. What's differentiated? What's special? Really start to think about your data, because most businesses think about it too late and then they have to wait another year or two before they can actually do the cool things that they want to do, right? This is really, really, really critical. So I can't emphasize that enough. Number 2 is skill set, right? Maximize learning within your organization. This is a new way to think about and solve problems, right? So it's not just about hiring people who have data science expertise. It's also about sort of training your folks in-house so that they can start to think about these problems, these opportunities, and actually then solve them, right? They can talk to your customers as well. So really, you know, buzzwords aside, this is really about solving business problems with math and data, right? So how do you build these skills in-house? And I think the best way to do that, and this is going to be my advice with, you know, my recommendation number 3 as well, which is start small, right? Start by acting, start by doing, pick a project, right? Your goal shouldn't be, let's go ship something massive. Your goal should be, how do we maximize learning, right? And that ties into, as I said, the 3rd point, which is mindset, right? AI products are not like your typical software products. They are fundamentally very different. Developing them, launching them, being successful them with customers is different. So you really want to, you know, start thinking about, you know, what is the mindset that's required to be successful? You want to be more iterative, more experimental. You have to be comfortable with not knowing if whatever it is that you're building will work or not, because until you do it, you won't know. So you have to really bring that experimental, iterative, you know, probabilistic mindset to this. And some people are not, most businesses are not comfortable with this. So you really want to start practicing this, which is why, again, my advice on this mindset is also the same as for skill set, which is start small, start now, start doing this so that you are learning this across the organization, right? How do you develop the right, you know, data set, skill set, mindset?
Absolutely love it there. Let's get to question number 3. What other CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, there are many, and I'm gonna miss some names here. But first and foremost, you know, my team and our customers, right? Without them, we can't really do much here. But we also have some, you know, cool companies that we work with, you know, Ellen and Dustin at Novamera, which is like a really cool sustainable mining company. Daniel Kube, who's been my mentor for a long time, he's CEO at ServicePath. Mike Winter, He's the CEO at Trophy AI. They're doing really cool things around like gaming and using AI to coach people in gaming. Eric Levinson at CondoWorks, Ashish Patel at Architect. I mean, again, the list is long, but you know, it's a great group of people and support that we have.
Awesome. I'll look them up. The number four final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah, a few years ago, we started developing this really cool computer vision solution around health and safety. You know, how do you keep people out of harm's way, right? Mm-hmm. Can you monitor them and prevent injuries, right? So we worked on this deal with a nuclear plant and took almost 2 years to close, right? This is a long time. There are legal challenges, cultural challenges, but really what we learned was the value as an entrepreneur on persistence and also, you know, sense of urgency, even though, you know, 2 years seems like a sort of a long, long time. And what's really neat is that some of the technology we had developed there, we then ended up using around COVID compliance and helping hospitals stay safe during COVID, sort of the same idea from nuclear plants to healthcare. So really, really cool sale because you kind of end up having interesting applications.
Perfect. I love that story there. So, hey, Monish, you've got, you've got 2 minutes left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. Go for it.
No, I was just going to say, you know, as I kind of talked about data set, skill set, mindset, if folks have any other questions, we would love to kind of chat with them. And if we can help, we'd love to help or even just point them in the right direction. I can't emphasize those three things enough. When we work with clients, that's where we see a lot of challenges. That's where we help them a lot. So we'll be thrilled to sort of again help anyone who is sort of starting on this journey or is really kind of far ahead on this path.
Perfect. There, you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. And why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
I think maybe because 808 sounds or reads like Bob.
So there you go, gold star for you. Say your website real quick.
Gradient-ascent.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Monish, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media never tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.